is, can I remember where we left off? I think so. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay, and what do you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
Okay, any other word for that? Or you might say they were firing blank.
Blank cartridges.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the plank over a trestle that children get on each end and go up and down?
Seesaw.
Any other name for that?
Any other name for a seesaw? They call it a seesaw horsey. Some kid call it a horsey.
Hmm.
I heard it called a seesaw horsey. Call it my horsey.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's children's lingo.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see or hear of a board that was fixed at both ends and children jump up and down in the middle? They do that in South Georgia.
And jump up and down? It's stationary at one end?
No, it's stationary at both ends and jump up and down the middle.
On a board?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's from this part of the country. Okay. How about the thing that's fixed in the middle and spins around?
How about it?
What do you call it?
Flying Jenny.
Good. Uh-huh. And then if you were, I should have asked this. If you saw two children playing on a seesaw, you say they're doing what?
Playing on a seesaw, what are they doing? All I know is going up and down. What's the name for it?
Seesawing?
Seesawing.
Okay, that's all I'd say. And then if you had two ropes and a board from a tree limb, that's a...
Swing.
Okay. And what do you carry coal in?
Scuttle.
And what runs from the stove to the chimney?
What runs from the stove to the chimney?
Yes, sir.
A pipe.
Okay.
Stove to the chimney.
Does the pipe fit into something?
Yeah, when it fits into a collar.
Mm-hmm. And then what about that goes to the outside?
It's a vent. Or what goes to the outside? Mm-hmm.
What connects the pipe to whatever as it goes outside?
You're talking about, now this is smoke from a stove, right? You're talking about?
I guess.
Okay.
This is something I don't know anything
that
about.
That would be a vent cover. Would have to be if it went to the outside.
What is a flu?
What is a flu? Well, it's a standard size. It's a 7-inch opening in circumference, or in diameter, rather. Mm-hmm. And a flu, ordinary flu, is, it could be a flu liner, it goes in the chimney, or it could be a flu in the house, which is a short stack, that's my phrase, that ties off even with the chimney that you run the pipe in from a pot-bellied stove or a Franklin stove, that could be a flu. There's two different types of flu. Say there's another flu that will go down into the chimney itself, two flu liners.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a flu liner.
Mm-hmm.
You put flue liners in a chimney, see? Mm-hmm. You run them all the way and break them in on fire resistant and made out of clay.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another flue. The flue is a short stack. They call them a short stack. They cut them all. You want to, whether you're using a coal stove, a wood stove, and put it in a chimney to seal them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you have a container for, not a container, a little vehicle with one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called a Georgia buggy?
A what?
A Georgia buggy.
Yeah.
What is that?
Georgia buggy is a concrete buggy.
What does that mean?
It's generally got four wheels.
Oh, okay.
A Georgia buggy actually carries four wheels. What you call a Georgia buggy, and there's a manufacturer that makes a Georgia buggy for concrete.
Mm.
A concrete.
Oh, buggy. I see. Yeah. Is it a brand name then?
Yeah, that's actually a brand name. It's a Georgia buggy.
Uh-huh.
That's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where it originated, but they used it to put whole concrete, a mixed
mm-hmm.
concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that, if you want to know if it interests you. The reason for that is, of course, there's only... Reason for the Georgia buggy is that proper mixture of concrete rolled in a wheelbarrow, you hit at least a bit of bump in the construction, you're indenting, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you spill it and it's hard
yeah.
to hold and roll.
Right.
Four wheel, two men can give it a push, you hold it and it's got a dump in the end of it. Just lift up and dump it, you know. And you